Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating that pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. KY, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man Production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Good evening and welcome to Friday's edition of Chocolate City. This show tonight is going to be so fucking crazy. Like, man, if you guys listen Tuesday, y'all already know it was retarded. We had fucking No Stop through. We had FB come through. Then we did one of the best prank calls ever. If you guys missed it, don't worry about it. I done uploaded it into the dashboard, and I'll be playing it back later. The person that sent his best friend up will be calling in. This is just going to be a crazy-ass show tonight. We also have Miss Melissa Irish, the featured model on my ChocMommy.com site, coming through. And she'll actually be on the show on the 19th of this month. So we will be sitting back, kicking it, having a good time, the men against the women. You know how we do. So I'm going to need everybody to sit back, relax, smoke a little something, drink a little something, and I'm going to do what I do. So first of all, we're going to bring on Princess Nay. Was about to play some music. Hell, I'm still going to play some music, but I'm bringing her on because she is just too damn funny. Hey, Mommy.
What I do is funny. I've been good all fucking day.
Okay, you're good all fucking day, but then at nighttime is something else. And then I thought about
it. Don't you say it.
Does McQueasy know what time to call in? Does McQueasy know what time to call in?
I don't know. I would assume
I don't think so.
The host would have told him that, right?
Yeah, the co-host would have. I'm going to need you to text the artist for me because I don't have the number on hand and I'm on my phone.
Okay,
so,
hold on.
Thank you. This is like such a reliable person.
What?
I said you're such a reliable person. I didn't say nothing bad.
Oh, you bet not.
No. Of course not. Of course not. Never that. I'm always nice. I'm always good.
Yeah, I'll believe that. That's a lie.
What?
I'll be good, but
what's
you
a lie?
That's all that matters.
Whatever. I'm always good. Okay. Hey. Last week I was bad. I admit, like, I guess I have no conscience. Is that it? No, I don't have a conscience.
You have one. You just ignore it.
I just ignore it.
Yeah.
Why you say that?
Because you learn to bypass your conscience and just do what you want to do. That's
okay,
one of
but,
those quality chalk mommy characteristics.
Okay, but, you know, it's not my fault. I was made a victim of my society.
Uh-huh. Blame it on the white man.
Got to.
What time do you want to talk?
Man, why I can't find this damn prank call?
I don't know, but what
okay,
time do you want to call in now?
Oh, 8:30 is fine. Does it give me time to play a little bit of music? Man, I didn't upload that song either.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I need to fire myself.
It's not my
fault.
I really
do. Oh, no, it's not your fault. I got this song yesterday from Shorty Mac, and it's called Classy with Ray J, him, Lambo, Lux, and, oh, God, it's somebody else in there. And that song is so fucking hot. Like, I don't know. And, you know, I just think Ray J can sing. He can sing me into an orgasm. And I think after we, like, brutally fuck up his hum best friend that he will actually call into the show. Because I think we're going to give Shorty Mac a run for his money, even though he is from Cali. Don't mean shit. We from the East Coast. That don't mean nothing. We run shit. So I'm not really worried about anything else other than, you know, it is what it is. So I'm going to play a song. And what
you
song
think?
Did you like best? I think. No, actually, I am. I'm going to play a song. And I'm just trying to figure out which one I want to play. So, you know. Okay, you know what? My internet is so fucking slow, and I have Roadrunner.
Well, Roadrunner must have got hit or ate by the coyote because it's fucking up.
I know. It's like taking the studio forever to come on and shit. Like,
well,
damn.
You need to do something about that.
I am. I'm going to leave Blog Talk real soon.
Oh, you're going to abandon Blog Talk? They may
Hell
have abandonment
yeah.
issues. You know, they may not, they can't get their quick fix and their temporary nut every Tuesday and Friday. You know the guys from Blog Talk jerk off to our show. I mean, really.
You know what?
Sad.
They will be all right. They will be all right. I'm not worried about that. So, you know, they can miss me with that bullshit. They can miss me with that bullshit, for real. I mean, they need to get better shit going on. Like, I guess they got so many shows, it's like slow, and they want to change shit and everything like that. So, I don't know. It's just like,
don't
what
blame
in
it
the
on
fuck?
That because your internet is raggedy.
My internet is not raggedy. It's their server that's raggedy.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. Nah, it's for real. It's the, it's Blog Talk.
Word on the street says.
I don't give a damn about
raggedy.
Some word on the damn street.
Mr.
Fuck
G.A.
that.
Said,
word on the street.
Raggedy.
Mr. G.A. can eat chica. He probably don't even know how to eat pussy. That's probably why he ain't never eating. But it don't matter. He'll never get the opportunity. Not in 2011 and then 2012 looking pretty bleak for the whole world. So I don't know. That might be a lost cause. It might be a seriously lost-ass cause. So where the hell is my damn song at? Because I really need to play it. Okay,
Chica
now what are we going
to
play by SB?
I don't know. Chica ate it.
Mm-mm. I have bumps all over my forehead from not busting a nut, like, for real.
That's bad. You need to get a toy or something. Give Chica a playmate because you're straight tripping hard off that one.
Well, when I go to New York and I get me some Brooklyn dick, I'm going to make a mold of the person's dick that I'm going to fuck.
It's probably not going to be that great. You're going to set yourself up, you're going to mentally build yourself up in your mind, and your mental climax is going to be better than your physical climax, and you're going to come back and clown dude on the show. It's sad.
No, actually,
you know, I'm already thinking
Brooklyn
about it.
Dude is the best. Is the best dick. Whenever I go to New York, I'm always satisfied because my back gets blown out.
One in a million in Brooklyn that is lame. I'm going to say that. That's what's going to happen to you when you're going to call me and curse me out.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm already saying that's what's going to happen. I give that one to you. Yep.
Well, I feel like, you know, I might go to New York and do, like, some damage to some people. You know what I mean? I might get them the 1-2-3 knockout. You know how I do.
Wow.
I mean, for real. Like, it ain't nobody I done fucked in New York that could ever say my shit was whack. Period.
Okay.
They can say I'm whack for not sharing. They can say I'm whack for not sharing, but to just come out and be like, oh, yeah, her pussy is whack. Nah, that ain't something they're going to say and then think they're going to have a straight face because I slapped shit out of a motherfucker for saying, for even lying, remotely lying. So, I'm good on that one. Gotta find my damn song. Yeah, I'm going to, I found it in my archives, had to see where the hell it was. So I used to play this song by Freaky called Home to You Girl, but every time I think about Freaky and that bitch feet being dirty, I ain't playing that shit no more. Because if a motherfucker can have a girl in his video with dirty ass feet on a white comforter, and you know white shows everything, that's not sexy. And his comment was, I was looking at her pussy. I bet you was, which means you are a dog.
It's probably
I'm
dirty.
A dog,
if
I'm a dog,
dirty,
I'm a dog.
Else is dirty.
Yeah, that's what they say. If you got dirty feet, your pussy dirty too. But we don't have to worry about that because we don't have things like that. So,
no.
You know what? I'm going to play my babies because the other song ain't coming up. Play my favorite song by my babies.
Manish in the house.
Yeah, I know, right? So here is. Damn it. What the hell is it? I know, go ahead and say so. Go ahead and say so. Like, why in the hell do you always lose your music?
Yes.
That's because you arranged this music. That's what happened.
Me, I did not. Don't blame it on
yes,
me.
Yes, you did.
Blame it on
my favorite song. Here it is. Work off. Fourth Drop Entertainment, Boogie and D.A.
Bam from Twitter.
This is a banger.
DJ Junior, my DJ, nigga. My nigga.
Fuck that trap shit. Trap shit. I do that shit on every day.
DJ Brady.
Zo Pound, BSN, nigga, all day.
Still got them bad packs inside a minivan. Brick Fair in the cab, I don't give a damn. Sold 25 bowls as of last week. I like to stack my money up like ground beef. Over the stove with the whipping, man, I'm like a kid. Had that bitch back flipping like a white gym. So Weezy told me go hard, go raw. I'm from Stephen Mile, you know that I'ma go raw. Give a damn about a bitch, I don't act soft. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. How we make sales, we don't need guns. We already got your kids and your loved ones. Blowing on that orange kush, call that bitch Kathy. Usually riding in a caddy, smoking granddaddy. Acapella for a minute, I can give it to you. Got 100 birds coming, I can send it to you. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is.
Backwoods got a nigga leaning sideways. 38 when I'm riding on the highways. Brick stacks and trailer trucks, I don't fuck with it. In 09, I thought I was gonna do it big.
anything you could imagine. The square was white. Front of by the OGs had a cane white. Now 2011, all this ain't a dream. Jumped off the front porch with two things, a boa cushion, a 38. Six bullets for any nigga who ain't got their mind straight. I bring issues, man, ambulance and white sheets. Chalk out and family crying and praying priests. OTs overseas blowing no G. OTs got me iced up from being me. Counting cheese for 4 weeks from this dope gang. And I'm cooking up a classic with this white cane.
We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is.
Man, we the niggas that really get that work off. I'm talking about 08, nigga, take them back to Bonanza. Talk about moving 4 to 5 units a day. Now I'm taking take it back to 09, nigga. I'm talking about BEs, nigga. Breaking and entering, y'all know what that means. O's, nigga, quarters. I even had a dime on that. Now I'm taking back to 011. I'm talking about 4, 5, 6. Nigga, copping them, nigga, breaking them down, splitting them. Passing them out in school, I'm doing this shit. Nigga, I even got phone calls, nigga. Niggas know I'm really out here getting it, man. Free Big Meek, free J-Bo, free Blue Da Vinci, he'll be home soon. Man, free Uwe, dog, free the mob, nigga. We still out here. We a mess a lot.
Woo! Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. That's my favorite song. Work Off, Fourth Drop Entertainment, Boogie and D.A. They're so talented. Team Manish in the house. Team, we don't, was it, we don't pay, we play. And that's some shit that they said or something like that. Basically, if you're listening, if you ever paid for pussy, I want y'all to call in and tell me how much y'all actually paid to fuck a bitch so I can see what the going prices is. Because this is the shit I need to know. Because some men is like, in order to get quality, you know, you got to pay. Some motherfuckers is like, pussy is free and they're never going to pay for it. And then you got some men that come on and say that they, men have always paid for pussy, whether you take a chick out to eat, whether you get her hair and nails done. You may not look at it as paying for pussy, so we'll say that you're putting it on layaway. So I need all my paymasters to call in because I have some I have some serious ass questions that I want to ask y'all, so only
kind of
y'all can answer
that.
Talk? Huh?
So what kind of questions you got for the paymasters? How much are you willing to pay? How much in
now,
debt
how much
are you
have you paid? Like, you know, and then have you ever been in the pussy and then decided,
ask
like, oh my God, this shit. Nah, after the money, we'll be like, oh my God, this pussy's so good, bitch. I'm gonna give you more money. Like, what, you know?
Or look, ask for a refund.
Ain't no refunds. Ain't no refunds. Sorry, ain't no refunds. Nah, ain't no refunds. Nah, it ain't no refunds. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fat Red Dragon talk about they pay him. I'm gonna need to see a picture of your dick.
Prove it.
And you can twit pick it. And men are so bold. Like last night when the dude said his dick was small, and I'm like, okay, let me see it, and he twit-picked it. I'm like, oh, wow. Only thing he didn't do was cover his fucking face. Like, well, that's the only thing he didn't do, but, you know.
His face was bad. His face was that
bad.
His
face wasn't bad. It's just some shit I didn't want to look at.
That's what you call
I mean, am I
nasty.
Wrong for that? Am I wrong for that?
No, I mean,
I
well, let me
so.
Ask you this. If the guy had, like, a really, really nice dick, and he looked like he could just fuck the dog shit out of you, but he was so ugly, he was one of those niggas that you got to do in the straight, pitch black, kind of dark, would you do him?
Mm-mm. Wait a minute. Is his dick real, real big?
Yeah. Real big.
Like 14 inches big?
Yeah, real big. Like porn star
not,
big.
Like horse dick big?
Yeah.
Nah, I have
like
to pass.
Like you look at, if you didn't have to look at the face, when you look at a dick, it make your mouth water kind of big.
But even when you fuck in the dark, the light catch you, because it's not completely dark, because it's a window somewhere. It's a window somewhere, so you ain't completely in the dark. So, nah, because somebody going to see this ugly motherfucker walking at your crib, and they going to take a picture, because they going to know we fucking fly motherfuckers. You ain't going to be like, oh, I caught this motherfucker fucking with Chop. He came out the telly, or he came out of something, and, so, nah.
I can't say I would either. I would, even no matter how good the dick look, I would see that face and my pussy would just dry up. Closed. I like the Sahara Desert, man, for real.
Okay, so would you get plied some pussy?
Huh?
Would you get plied some pussy?
She's too little. I'm scared of midgets, remember?
But Ply's got a lot of money, so he say.
It don't matter how much money you have. At the end of the day, I have a fear of midgets. He is too small.
Okay, what if he wore those retorts, those shoes for people? They got, like, I don't know, something's wrong with them. They're Herman Munster shoes. And
they what?
Them, like, you know them Herman Munster shoes. What if you wore he wore Herman Munster shoes and he was able to stand up?
He still has those, like, you know how short people have, like, the little stubby hands and the little stubby arms and stuff. No, I just couldn't do it. Ew, nasty.
See, I couldn't fuck flies either.
That's
not the fact that I have a fear of midgets. I'm afraid of gremlins, the mean ones. And I'm scared of trolls. And I'm scared of fucked up hairlines.
What'd you do, a fat dude?
I told you I fucked a fat dude before because he had pretty eyes.
What did he do,
prop
it on your back?
Nah, he laid down. Nah, he laid down. But what was funny is his dick was inside, so he had to work it out. He's like, nah,
oh, wow.
But he had one. It wasn't small. It was just hid away.
Yeah. How can it be shoot away?
And, you know, I was trying to change my, because he was Spanish, you know, I had a weakness for Spanish dudes when I lived in Florida, and he was nice, he had a cute face, and I didn't know he was going to be that big. So, you know, I was just like, man, fuck y'all in
the
chat room. Fuck y'all in the chat room. Y'all got fucking jokes. Y'all kiss my ass. It wasn't just the eyes. It was his personality. He was cute. I pictured him being slim one day. You know, I was going to work with him and have him go to the gym and shit like that. But other than that, nah, it just didn't happen. As much as I'm like, nah, after that morning after, and I rolled over, and he was in the bed, and so was an indention. I'm like, nah, don't you got to go. I got shit to do. I got to work overtime, knowing good and damn well I was lying like hell.
He may be heartbroken. That's bad. You just broke that dude's heart, and you don't even care. I mean, the same way you made dude cry on the face.
Look, that was not my fault. That really was not my fault. I couldn't help it. His best friend did that. Like, for real. His best friend did that.
Did you hear the call from last week? The prank call? Respond in the chat room so I can see. Don't make me have to.
No, he didn't hear it, and I told him that we would be playing it back again tonight. But no, I did not do that on purpose. You know what I mean? That was not my fault. That was his best friend's fault. Yeah, his best friend did that. So I found my damn song, and I want to talk to you right now because you're trying to make me feel bad. But everybody
yeah,
that heard it, they laughed. Because of my birth. And when he was like, Mama!
We need to play that one at the beginning and the ending of the show today. That needs to be a triple playback.
Yeah, I mean, we do. I'm going to wait until McCleazy come on, and then I'm going to play it. And then, you know, we'll play it at the end. And then, you know, we already got another prank call. I got the number set up. So
I told you, we need to prank call that hoe that decided that she wanted to call me at 4 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah,
we got to wait for a guy to come on to do that. Because, you know, I can't prank call no straight bitch. Like, nah, I got to know that,
I don't know what the hoe is, but it doesn't even matter to me. I could care less what she is. I said if it wasn't a shame to, oh, I can't say that on the radio, but I don't really care what she is. I just want retaliation. I've already posted her on Facebook, the number, so she, her mail pause is full.
You's a dirty broad. You's a dirty broad. I'm about to change my phone number, just call you from a block number every fucking time. Every fucking time.
Don't do that. I wouldn't do that to you, Chocolate Mommy.
Question.
No, you my
boo. If somebody
boo.
Was going to pay you to fuck them, how much would you charge them?
Depends on what they look like.
Okay, what if somebody came up to you and was like, my friend is a virgin, and I want him to lose his virginity to somebody that's experienced. Could you help them? How much would you charge somebody to fuck a virgin?
That was going to be like $5,000 for wasting my time.
Yeah, but it'll be over so quick.
I know, $5,000.
What if they had a little dick?
Time. That'll be 20 seconds of life that I'll never be able to get back. No.
I did that in high school. I fucked a virgin, and I swear it was the worst. It was the worst. And I saw him the other day. He's like, hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. I still think about that time. I don't. I ain't even going to lie. I don't. Now that you all grown up, you last every bit of 20 seconds now, right? He's like, why don't you give me your number? Why don't I, let's not pretend I did. It's just some shit you just leave in the past.
Would you ever, a guy that has a Jerry curl?
Whatever, fuck a guy that has a Jerry curl?
Yeah.
Okay, now when you say Jerry curl, is it the texturizer?
I mean, like, juices running kind of Jerry curl.
Oh, like old dude from Coming to America?
Yeah, like leave a spot on the couch kind of Jerry curl.
I'm going to play the song and I'm going to tell you when I come back.
I wish money wasn't everything, baby, but it is though. Snakes trying to take me out and don't know what they in for. Don't know what they in for. I'm copping big bodies. I drive no shoddy, stretch your whole life Pilates. I'm popping like clocks, Lambo limo drops. At night, hard tops, middle fingers to the cops. Cash by the bundles, running through the New York tunnels. On my way to catch a flight, I've been sweating all night. I got a girl, I got a freak, who been waiting all week. Who been waiting all week, just to let a nigga be. Oh yeah, she classy and flashy. I gotta treat her like Diddy Duke Cash. Lady in the streets, little mama got cash, and she know what she doing with all that ass.
She
ain't
the best that you want, you could bring her home to your mom.
She work all day, go to school at night, and when she come home, little mama get right.
Nasty,
I bet I won't let her
nasty.
Lady in the streets, little mama got cash, and she know what she doing with all that ass.
She ain't the best that you want.
All day, go to school at night, and when she come home, little mama get it right.
I know what I'm doing, man. I bet I won't let her.
This Lambo,
go. She got a light skin face, eyes looking like jewels. The girl's so classy, I'm trying to go to school. Body like an old 10, money she prefer. A get past like a stop sign at the curb. Skin so tight, flammable's the word. Enough to strike a match on any one of her curves. A propane beam, but she my gasoline. Sign my name on the dotted line, no green. Body like Holly with an ass like Trina. Running short on your love, baby, I need a Rhea. In bed with me, she a California dream. Wake up to the billions, send the money linger.
Lady in the streets, little mama got cash, and she know what she doing with all that ass.
She's the best that you want. You could bring her home to your mom.
She work all day, go to school at night, and when she come home, little mama get it right.
I bet I won't let her.
Lady in the streets, little mama got cash, and she know what she doing with.
need all that ass. Work all day, go to school at night. And when you come home, little mama get right.
I bet I won't let her.
Never moves too fast. It's like a style of mama, so high class.
She used to push the five, but she's rolling the six. She got her own house, own job, own whip.
No lie, truth, looking for a girl like you. Keep doing you and everything'll be fine. Lady in the streets, so mama got cash, and she know what she doing with all that ass.
She needs that sex
for all. She could bring her home to your mom. She work all day, go to school at night, and when she come home, little mama get right.
I bet I won't let her.
Lady in the streets, so mama got cash, and she know what she doing with all that ass.
That was Classy by Shorty. I am Shorty Mac. Well, Shorty Mac, Ray J, Limbo Lux, and somebody else in there. I can't remember his damn name, but I'm going to find it, and I'm going to shout you out later on tonight. I want you to think I left you out. Oh, wow. Mr. G.A. Raggedy Ass is in the building. I know, girl.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit when he said that.
It's all crazy. Mr. G.A., where the hell you been?
Yo, what up, Chuck? What's the word, baby? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling wonderful. I'm feeling great. I'm just loving life. How you
doing? I've been just doing so much, you know what I mean? Oh, hey, Sinead, what's up, girl? Sinead B2000,
hi,
how you doing, Shorty?
How are you?
How you doing? How you doing, baby? Good to hear your voice
good.
On the radio. I heard you on a couple of weeks or so. I've been running around doing my thing. It's getting hot out here in the ATL, but it's all good.
It's
how's it going
amazing.
So far?
You finally fucking. You finally getting some pussy.
Oh, that was it. No, I ain't dabbing
yeah,
on it. I'm just on the grind, baby.
Whatever,
it's
that
time,
yeah, grinding,
uh-huh.
You got that dog hump in you.
I'm grinding
on some pussy, grinding on a
lick.
Whatever. I hear you.
Answer the question.
What's
your question?
Well, I fucked away with a Jerry curl.
Yes.
I fucked GA in 09. He was looking like Rick James.
Yeah, right. What is that, y'all? She's stupid. Yo, she is stupid, yo. Hey, yo, Chuck is stupid, yo. She crazy.
Everybody is
that
saying
one.
That I'm crazy. Everybody is
you
saying
are.
That I'm crazy after that shit I pulled Tuesday night. And it wasn't my
fault,
I swear.
It's all good, man. It's here on YouTube, right? You try
yes,
again.
It's going to be played okay. tonight, too.
That's what's up, yo. I want to hear that shit. Play that shit back. That's funny.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we're going to play it twice. I'm going to go ahead and play that shit right now.
Thank
everybody
you.
Everybody that missed it Tuesday night, this is like one of the funniest prank calls I've ever done. So here is the prank call. About me being Gucci Mane's manager. So here we go. Dude would hit me 8 minutes into the damn show talking about his name is LB. He don't have to wait for 5 minutes.
Come on, let's go. Let's get him. I got to do this.
Hold on. Damn it. Okay, let me get the number
don't forget,
out of my email.
You the manager of Gucci Man. You the manager of Gucci Man.
Okay, hold on.
You gotta say burr. You gotta say burr a couple of times too.
That's stupid.
I'm serious. That right there, that's official. That's how he knows.
Okay, I'm about to call him, and I'm about to put y'all on hold.
Hello.
Can I speak with LB?
This me.
Hey LB, how you doing? My name is Frances Smith, and I'm Gucci Mane's manager. Your friend submitted you in a contest to get a verse with Gucci, and you won.
Hey, wait, you who manager?
I'm Gucci's manager, Gucci Mane.
Oh, for real?
Yes, Burr.
Oh my God.
You know,
okay.
Yeah. And your friend submitted you. And I mean, we picked your name and you won.
Oh my God. Wait, so what does this mean?
This means you get to be featured on the verse with him. And don't worry about the budget. It's not going to cost you anything like that. It's like a charity thing that Gucci is doing.
Oh, my God. So when I get to do this? Oh, my God.
We're going to set it up for next weekend. I can't remember because I don't have everything in front of me. What city and state are you in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, that's not too far. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to drive. We would set up all the travel arrangements and everything like that. Now, the only catch is Gucci is a very wild person, like not in a bad way or anything like that. He has lots of bitches that like to be up under him. So when you're doing this picture with Gucci, you're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way.
I'm going to have what?
You're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way. I'm just a very straight up and forward person. I don't cut any corners or anything like that. So do you have a problem fucking like two or three hoes?
No, I don't. No,
I mean, you can
like,
bring a homeboy because, you know, it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So, I mean, it's just like go in the studio. Okay, you're going to go in the studio. Y'all going to lay down the track. And it's going to be a lot of females in there. You'll probably be getting your dick sucked and whatever it is that you want a female to do, she will be there to do that.
Oh, my God. And Gucci going to be sitting right there.
Yeah. Burr.
Oh, my God. Is there any way I can, like, talk to him?
You'll be able to talk to him next week. Because he's about to, he's actually on the road doing a show with Frenchie.
Oh, mama! Damn, mate. Oh, my God. I'm about to cry.
Oh, don't cry. Please don't cry. Cry when you get your dick sucked and they swallow and you're in the studio making a hot-ass track. You can cry there for pleasure.
Is it going to be some fine, like, big booty bitches?
Man, we got the baddest hoes on our team.
Oh.
Yes. You okay over there? You okay?
Yes. I'm just so happy.
Oh, my. Don't cry. Don't cry. What I'm going to do is, if you can give me your email address, I'll send you the information over.
Yo, you did wrong for that, girl. Yo.
It ain't over.
Hold up.
Be quiet. Hello? Yeah.
Skateboard D3000 at yahoo.com.
Okay, skateboard 3000 at yahoo.com. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get off the line, and I'm going to send you a confirmation email with all the information in there, and then you can respond back to me, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and remember, Burr!
Yo, Jack, that's straight foul, yo. Hey, yo, that is foul as a motherfucker, yo, for real, yo. Real talk, yo. Yo, I done heard cats beat they me. I done heard pitches go off, but yo, that's the most foulest. That, yo, that's dead foul, yo. Yeah, yo, you dead wrong for that, kid. Yo, call that kid back, man. I'm going to tell that kid, yo, come on and whoop your ass, yo. He get your ass beat for that one, Jack.
First of all, his best friend set him up. Second of all, man. He found out the next day that it was a joke, and he was mad. Then he started laughing. He was like, I can't believe I was crying.
Yeah,
is his friend supposed to call in tonight?
Yeah. Matter of fact, what's the middle numbers of McCleasy's number? Is it 908?
Hold on. Let me see.
Okay. Oh, my God, yo. Every time I hear that, that shit cracks me up. Chat room, did y'all like that? Was that entertaining? Was I wrong? Was I supposed to stop what I was doing and tell him that it's a prank? Y'all know good and fucking well. I'll never say a call was a prank. That's some shit you gotta take up with the motherfucker that gave me his number.
Hey, yo, listen. We gotta tell cops, yo, to stop telling your boy it's a prank, yo. Fuck them. Let them hear it on the YouTube the next day.
But that one he had to tell him because he was actually expecting something from Gucci.
Yeah, they always expect something. Niggas expect pussy, he wanted him from Gucci. So what the fuck is different? Ain't no different, you know what I'm saying?
Man, and what's crazy is somebody in the Brick Squad management team, they heard that. And they was laughing. They was like, shit, I feel so bad. Because he got talent hell outside.
No shit. Get out of here. Fuck you out of here. Damn.
I don't discriminate with my fucking jokes. I don't discriminate. Like,
that was
for
a good
real.
One, yo. I like that one. That was good. Real good.
Yeah, I told you. That's the best one. That's the best one.
They start crying,
like, yo. That's why if you've been paying attention on Twitter, everybody been like, Burr.
It's stupid.
Yeah. You know I don't do that shit. Oh, my man. I was forced to do it.
Remember, Burr.
Remember,
Burr.
Right?
786-269.
Oh, okay, well, that's not him. So, matter of fact, I'm going to call our other special guest in. Hold on, let me get the number. Because we got a good, oh, wait a minute, I wait to see it on the phone so I can tell her what the prank call is going to be. And I need to look up not a super famous porn star, but somebody that's, like, believable. It ain't going to be, like, Pinky or nothing like that.
How about Triple X, BDP?
Oh, no, this one right here, she's a feature model on my site. So she was like, she's going to come in and hang out with us and everything like that. And, you know, balance it out and help us fuck the men up because, you know, we always take over and put y'all in y'all motherfucking play. And those of y'all that are listening, I'm going to put up the link in my chat room so y'all can go look at the new blog that I put up. It's called Chicks on Chicks, Where is the Dick? And I feel like a lot of men will like that because basically I'm telling you, it's all cool to fuck a female, whatever, but at the end of the day, you still need dick. You need a dick to have children, whether you get artificially inseminated, a dick was still involved. Me personally, I didn't kick it with women, and there was some dick right there to be put up in me, a stiff dick. So, yeah, go read. read that. That shit is funny. And ladies, I need y'all to go to the section, what kind of fucker is he, and vote for what kind of fucker y'all think 40 Glock is. So let me go ahead and go, Miss Melissa Irish.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing? I'm like, I know she's like, man, her voice is throwing me off. This is not
a
good call. It's not a kid calling you. This is Chalk Mommy,
I know. I heard your voice on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I just played the call for the people that missed it on Tuesday. I have you on the line with Mr. G.A., and I have you on the line with my co-host, Princess Nay, and we have some people that are listening, that, and then we have people in the chat room. So welcome to Chocolate City.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me.
Hello.
You're so welcome. And it's crazy because your first time on, we have a nice, we're going to have so much fun, and we already have a prank call ready. It's this rapper. He ain't a mainstream rapper, but you going to see how thirsty motherfuckers are. I got to figure out a porn star name, and basically, you're going to be a porn star, and you're wanting him to do the soundtrack to your new DVD, and you want him to fly out to Miami to be on the set so he can watch you fucking get a feel for the song so he'll, like, have an experience to really put himself into the track.
I'm cracking up already.
You never tell them that it's a prank call. Never. They'll find out.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I mean, that's the reason why they call us, I'm called a dirty bride, but I prefer to be called a dirty bitch. On my show, yeah, I play dirty. I don't tell nobody that it's a prank call. Whoever gave me the number, that's their problem, or if the person is smart enough to call back in, I hang up on them anyway, so. And everything. Now, y'all get fucked on the end, men, because we be giving it to y'all on these prank calls. Church,
I love it.
Lord, forgive me. Don't be the
I love woman. It. That is so funny. I love it.
She's going
and
to hell,
like,
though. Don't
Mr.
go to hell
G.
with her because she calls preachers and everything.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
Oh,
on.
My God. But you know what? You know what? But they're the ones going to hell because they preaching and they freaky.
Hey,
Todd.
Preaching and freaking.
Vince in the Bay is
oh,
in the chat room.
Yeah. Huh?
Vince in the Bay is in the chat room. Freaky Deaky
Vince.
Right,
Vince. How you doing, Vince? But yeah, preaching and fucking. That's crazy. That's what they do. And what's
exactly.
even crazier is Mr. G.A. be hanging out with these people because a lot of the prank calls came from numbers out of his fucking phone.
Uh-oh, Mr. G.A.
Yes.
What's up with that?
Joking in the restaurant. Hitting it up
yes.
on the phone. All those came from Mr. G.A.
The
oh, my goodness.
The on the phone, the living water, because he's like, yeah, he's in the church. He's trying to be a deacon or something like that. Living water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mr. G.A., what kind of friends do you have? Hello?
Oh, he can't hear. Oh, he got a bad signal now, but he's still on the line. See, that's how he do
yeah.
it. When he get caught up and he can't answer the question, that motherfucker don't say nothing. Then hook
that's
up with
that ain't
guy.
Right.
Yo! Like,
that's
yo.
Not right. He real quiet now.
Oh, crooked dick
of course.
Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. It's too many people. It's too many.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who is the crooked dick motherfucker? I need to know.
Mr. G.A. Yeah.
Mr. G.A.
Right. I mean, I think it's OMG. Trying to visualize it because it has been a year. Hold on.
Yeah.
OMG.
One of those that'll rip the insides out if he goes in the wrong way.
Yeah, that's a hysterectomy dick he got.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Not if you don't know how to work it, it ain't.
That's a good one.
That's called internal damage.
I'll be looking. I'm looking for one of those.
Well, hey,
oh,
Y'all gonna break me before I get the dick.
Because in that way, in case you decide you don't want it, you know, we've been covered, so we won't get cussed out and fucked up on Twitter. Be like, yeah, it's like an okie doke. I can't believe this shit. Y'all like.
Then and then who's gonna pay me for my suffering and pain?
Nobody. Girl, you have to take one for the team, baby. That's how that works.
That's not right.
Run his pockets. Nah, running his pockets, you ain't gonna get nothing but lint. That would be a bad idea.
OMG. And he got, first of all, see, that's what's wrong with the game right now. See, he should be charging bitches because chicks look for that. That's what they looking for. I don't know. He may need some news to New York or something because they looking for that, and he could get a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? If he do it right, like, he could get money. I could do that. I could be the madam.
I can tell you right now, you try to get your ass out, you might as well hire a bodyguard because them bitches going to beat your ass for pimping out some whack dick. They going to be mad at you. They going to put a hit out on you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's a reason why we haven't fucked in like a year and a half or a year or however long, but it's been a year. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's not good. It's not good.
You're not going to say nothing? You're not going to defend your manhood?
Hell no, he's not. He don't have manhood.
Nah.
He got it, but he don't know how to work it, so it's still no way.
He's
going to
be like he was on a business call or he got more excuses than a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, my goodness.
Out a minute. Wait a minute. What the hell is this from a 305 number? Hold on.
He ran out of minutes.
That'd be somebody I want to talk to. Hold on. 305, you're on the air.
Yeah, I've been on the air. I just hung up from my other number.
Oh,
hello.
This?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm Gucci. You already know me. I heard
that's
the prank call, man. It's a... That's a severe bad thing you did to young dude, you know?
That was funny.
It was funny, but damn, it was sad. Niggas started crying.
I know. That part made... Can I tell you, I was crying too from laughing so hard?
But see, listen. That's something he needs to take up with his best friend.
Oh, you in the clear. You good.
Thank you. Thank you. Man, who the hell is this?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
This your future baby daddy. This McCleavy.com, baby. Stop playing, bro.
How you gonna be my baby daddy? I heard you were shooting blanks.
Oh!
I keep you chill. Get it right.
Oh!
One shot to take your head off, I swear to God.
Oh!
I don't know.
Hold up.
We
don't believe
Miami
that it's you.
Sperm.
You need to spit something for us real quick so we can know that it's you. Confirm, please, and thank you.
Say what?
Give us something.
We need to make sure this is you.
Yeah.
This is your boy, McCleavy.com, Cassidy's Golden Kid, Mr. Rah-Rah-Rah, Ray-Ray-Ray, and all that good shit. One-third of grind mode. Your baby daddy's baby daddy, you dig? I'm here, you know. I just jumped out the studio or whatever like that. I'm a little twisted and whatnot, and driving through these woods. But, you know, I still had time to call in and say what's good.
That's what's up.
Oh, my goodness. This is just too funny. So, I mean, McCleavy, don't worry. You're safe. We will not prank call you or anything like that. Wait a minute, let me tell you, I won't prank call you.
But I wouldn't have fell for it anyway.
We got several different ways to get you.
Nah, you don't. Yep, like, it would take a lot to get to me. Like I, Shanae will tell you, I read past the bullshit.
Okay, but we have patience. We study before we act.
I'm for real.
Come on, Shanae, you know me.
What?
You know me. I don't be about that.
Well, we wouldn't do you like that. You're safe. All artists that come on the show, they're safe. What are you about?
Oh, I appreciate it.
We wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, whatever.
Now, your homies, I don't know. Now, that's a different story. I will do the whatever with your homie. And it's going down. And a name, I'll create the scenario. I sure will. So tell everybody, you know, what you got going on and where you been. The last time that you were on Chocolate City, it was me and you, Precious, and Ski Mask, and then another dude from New York. And we were talking about the realness in men and that they lick ass and everything like that. So... Why you quiet?
Ooh.
I'm absorbing.
Oh my God.
And Mrs. GA was on the phone too. And basically Ski Mask was just like, I ain't gonna lie, I was drunk, this bitch was bad as hell, and all of a sudden I think he was rolling too. So make a long story short, he got his ass licked that night. He liked it, but he has to be high or drunk for it to happen again. That's a lie. Once you let a bitch lick your ass, whether you drunk or high, feel so good, you're gonna do it again. McCleese, I can't remember what your answer was. Was it yes, you had did that, or it had been done to you, or you pleaded the fifth?
Yeah, well, ain't no shame in my game. I eat ass, and I like my ass licked.
Woo!
I'm saying, hey, you know what I'm saying? It take a real freak to keep up with me, you dig?
Woo-hoo!
I have squirting like Waterworld.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, shit. And on a scale of a ruler, being 12 inches is the longest, where did you stop on that ruler?
On a scale from the ruler, 12 inches?
Yeah,
eight and a half, 3 1/4.
Wow, okay. That's almost like a soda can, ain't it? I mean, in the lid. I'm looking at a 20-ounce bottle right now, and I swear, I think I would have to be about 10 centimeters dilated to take all that. So,
Yeah.
That's how they do it in Florida. They weren't doing it like that when I lived there. That's why I left. The dick was wet.
Where you was at, Aventura?
Broward.
Coral Springs.
Fort Lauderdale.
You was in the wrong,
Cypress Creek.
In the wrong neighborhood.
That's what it was.
You was in the wrong neighborhood.
But
you gotta be in like Miramar.
Huh? I did get some from Miramar. I got some from Miramar. I got some from Carroll City. I even got some from Little Haiti. Let me see. I even got some from South Beach.
And they were all wet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. This is not a good sign.
Yeah.
Like a professional, so of course it's
yeah, but
wild.
I had been locked up for 3 years and 8 months, so I didn't go. I went without dick for a long time.
Right, so
you had to
make up for the lost time.
Yeah, and so what I was encountering wasn't helping the situation. It's like I could have just kept the pussy to myself.
Right. Oh my God, that's sad for Florida. What the fuck?
Yeah,
but
now New York is where it's at.
I can't speak for
I live in New York. I live in New York. So So we're good on this side, you know, because we got the, you know, we got those. We good on this side. Sorry, ladies.
It's not nice.
Come visit. I'm sorry, but come visit us something so I can introduce you to this life. This is the good life over here. Not as far as the men go, like they really pretty good over here. Only thing is that they don't really have as much money, so then the dick is like no reason for it because they don't have the money to match. And then what else? Most of them they just whack as people. Not as far as sexually. Like, I could fuck and not talk to you no more. And I could fuck you again and not talk to you no more. Like, I don't care. Like, we don't even have to talk ever. You could just come fuck and then go home. So it's cool like that. But if you're trying to have, like, a relationship or a friendship or anything, no.
So basically what you're saying is fuck the dudes in New York and then go to Florida and get their money because their money is, their pockets is bigger.
Exactly.
That works. I can handle that.
Yeah. Exactly.
But Brooklyn, I'm
kind of like the benefit because I'm from up north, but I live in Florida.
Oh.
I'm the best of both worlds.
Exactly. Where are you from?
From Jersey.
From where?
From Jersey. I was born in Newark.
Oh.
Great city.
Jersey niggas is a different breed of niggas, though. Jersey is like a different breed. I call
Jersey
killer cop city.
They will tell your back out. They will fuck stuff, man. They will kill you.
Yeah, Jersey is what's up. Especially Newark.
Oh, Brick City. They
yeah.
give you the business up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm. Now you have confirmation.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm giving you some props. I'm giving you some props. I know Chuck is trying to tear you down, baby boy, but I got you. I got you. I got you. I'm going to hold you down because I'm from the East.
I say
so
that
was you
eating
ass
you
when you was in
out.
Jersey? Or did you come down to Florida and do it?
I hear what you said.
Was you eating ass in Jersey, or it was something you acquired when you got to Florida?
Let's see. I was actually on a world tour, so let's say I've been in every state.
You've been hitting
it
every
day. The thing is, there's a way of doing it. Like, you got to make sure that the pussy is thoroughly eaten first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to finish your meal before you go for dessert.
Nice.
Oh, also, eating ass is dessert to you.
Well, eating ass can be a main course, too, depending on how you feel like partying the rest of the night.
Ow.
Oh, shit.
Ow.
I get.
Ow.
Wow. I get.
You get my vote. Oh. What kind of fucker is he? Ooh, great Gotham Batman.
Off the chart kind. That's what we're going to rate him.
That's right. I hear you.
I'm decent. I do numbers. I do my numbers.
Ow. He's too much.
Wow.
He's just too much.
I might not be platinum, but I'm consistent gold.
Ow. He's just
wow.
too much.
Oh, my goodness.
I know you got some videos. Show us.
Say what? Oh, yeah. The porn you're talking about or the regular video?
Fucking videos.
Yeah.
Nah. Like, those are just between me and whoever they was with, you dig? Those are my personal things. Like, I keep that between,
that's
you know. Like, let me tell you something.
I get it in, but, like, I'm private the way I get it in because, like, I don't want that shit to go out and you know, people start getting in the street and explaining what exactly I do before you know it, another nigga doing my move.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, you better not fuck me because that shit will be on social parody the next day.
OMG.
I will take a cut, a clip, and make that shit a minute and 29 seconds.
Huh? You'll have to do it from the hospital.
Why?
Man, what you think? Traction.
Nah, ain't nothing.
I don't play.
Ain't nothing.
I don't know who you fuck with, but I'm just gonna get it in. That's it.
Okay, looky here. Just because you got
I
a
keep
strong
coming back.
Back,
I terminate
back.
That pussy.
Just because you got a strong back don't mean nothing. That just means you do nice push-ups and you know you work out and everything like that. Because I've been studying your back and the arch in your back and everything like that. That's right. Look. This will be a battle. This will be a true battle. This will be better than Pacquiao Mayweather, motherfucker. You better ask somebody.
I sense a challenge.
We get challenges every show, but nobody ever follows through with them.
That's so whack.
Yeah, he be selling his food stamps, and he don't never have the money to pay up.
Exactly.
Oh, my fucking God.
Mr. G.A. don't never have money.
My stomach.
At least
I can't with y'all.
Listen,
I can't with both y'all ladies at the same time. My stomach hurts laughing. I can't. Y'all are too much.
What?
Like. I don't know. Men, they just trip me out. And while we're thinking about men, we're gonna play McCleavy's. Hold on. All About Me.
That's
what I'm gonna play right now.
That's about me. It's gotta be about me.
About you.
Hell yeah.
It's only all about you when we're in bed together.
Okay,
but other than that, it's all about me.
Oh,
damn.
It's always about me.
All the time.
Oh, wow. I'm going to leave that one alone. McCleavy, All About Me.
About me. No, it's not about you.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, McCleasy, I need you to explain that beat right there, because that is something totally unexpected. I was expecting something totally different, but it's very appealing to, like, all races. I like that. It's like you branched out and crossed over, sort of, like. Is that
it's,
true?
It's like universal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily say I crossed over. It's just something that I've been doing, you dig? Like, I've never been the type to just follow everybody's footsteps, you know, like I like to just do what I like to do. And I'm an MTV baby, so I grew up on rock music, I grew up on hip hop, I grew up on grunge and all of that. So it's in my system. I can't deny it. You dig? So like I'm trying to cross the breeds, so to speak, like, you know, my flavor, but put a little twist on it. You know what I'm saying? For people that are just like me. You know what I'm saying? Because up until this point, a lot of people, you like, it's almost like you force it. Like, either you love hip-hop or you love rock, but you can't like both. You know what I'm saying? And if you dress a certain way, that means you can't listen to certain things. And, you know, like, all these stereotypes or whatever about, you know, what people are supposed to listen to, how people dress. It's like me, I just do who I am. I can only be me and the best me that I could possibly be, you dig? So, like, this is me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, fortunately, a lot of people are digging it because that's them too. You feel me?
I really like that.
Appreciate it. You know, like, the album, well, the mixtape is like that right now. And the album is crazy as well. Like, it's just a lot of rock influence, a lot of punk influence. So, you know what I'm saying? If you like that, you're going to like everything.
There was another song on there.
Say that again.
Even if they didn't like it, your back would make anybody want to go out and buy anything. You're like, shit. Like, I'll go fuck what the rest of him look like. That motherfucking back looks strong in the dance. Like, you know, with the backs, you lay on, they got to have a mirror on the ceiling. So every time that you push up and fuck a bit, she can sit there and just be like, oh,
watch the muscles in the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Oh,
you know, it's got to be strong. It's got to be strong to eat pussy in the shower.
Oh my goodness. Oh, y'all gonna make me fuck when we get off the show. I'm already looking through my Rolodex of some thing that just ain't gonna talk to me. That's just gonna be like, okay, just come on over and oh,
see what
gosh.
You gotta do and get your ass out. Spot in,
oh my
spot
god!
Out. Gotcha.
I'm gonna get some major ass responses. This show is making me horny. I need to.
Was there a song Nobody?
You didn't send me that.
Wasn't there, huh?
You didn't send me that. Is that and You're Beautiful?
You're Beautiful, yeah. I had to do an anthem for the ladies. You dig? What happened to Nobody?
What happened to it?
It's there, but that's like, you know, the new direction is where it's at. You know?
Okay.
I mean, but it's still, Nobody is still, it's still prevalent. People know what it is. But,
okay.
You know, we got to talk about records like You're Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Have you heard You're Beautiful,
name? No.
Oh, see, well, there you go. See, that's a problem. Somebody should tell you every single day that you're beautiful. You should know that.
They do.
That goes for any. That goes for any woman. Like real talk. Like, there's a lot of women that are with, you know, sorry ass niggas or whatever like that, and they can't get other relationships, whether it be for personal, physical, or mental reasons, and like. You know, sometimes they just need to hear from an outside party that, you know, whether or not how they look in themselves in the mirror, they're still beautiful to me. You feel me?
That's a damn lie.
That's a dead lie?
That's a lie. If a bitch is ugly, a bitch is ugly. Fuck what you talking about. I don't know what the hell you talking about. I don't give a fuck. If that bitch is ugly, you see her for what she is. That bitch is ugly. You don't get to know if she's nice or beautiful on the inside unless until you get to know her.
But from the first glance, that bitch is ugly.
Men do. They'll look at a chick.
Tell the truth.
I do it with a dude. If you ugly, I ain't trying to get to know you.
Exactly. That's the point. That's
like you confusing. You confusing. I'm not. This has nothing to do with about linking up and fucking a chick. It's not that type of record. It's just like a lot of. Whether or not women don't know that men know this, we know that y'all going through a lot of shit. Like, you know, y'all got the worries of the world on y'all shoulders, and some people don't realize it, but there's some men that sit there and appreciate it and understand what you're going through, and know how to be a king to their queen. You feel me?
All right, I respect that, but you know if a bitch is ugly, you know that bitch is ugly.
That's that up top bullshit that he done put some southern slang on. Anyway, I'm going to bring on another New York brother to help this one out. And then Mr. G.A. is probably somewhere fucking an ugly bitch because he finally got some pussy. So he ain't paying
the full
attention right
now. Not ugly anymore. It's the grandmother's now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He fucking somebody, grandma or great auntie. So,
yo, watch
right
your
here,
mouth. I'm right here. Stop playing. I'm right
we
here.
Knew you were.
Yo, I'm right here. Hey, y'all go off.
What's up, Mr. G.A.? I'm great. I'm Brooklyn.
Yo, who that cough on the phone, yo? Who that cough on the phone?
That's me coughing because they got me choking. They was
I'm
roasting
here.
You, and you was not even defending yourself.
Yeah, I was on the phone. I had a phone put down. Hey, dirty. Hey,
dirty,
what
I tell you? Oh, we told
you
he was on a
business
call. I was trying to defend you, Mr. G.A. I tried a little bit.
Hold up,
but they know you better than I. They know you better than I do. So.
Nah. Look, they be lying. They be lying, yo. Straight lying.
We don't have to lie. We lie.
You know what, Mr. G.A.? Call
what?
That thought, and I'm going to bring somebody on that will tell you that I don't lie.
Hello?
Daniel.
What's good? How you doing over there? How you doing? I hear the conversation.
Is that Mr. Boxer Daniel?
Yes.
My name is Mr. Boxer Daniel. My name is Daniel Judah.
Hey,
hi, Daniel.
On the line.
What's going on?
Hi,
how
Daniel.
You how you doing?
What up, man?
How you doing? What's going
on? Mr. G.A., don't be trying to bond with
good,
him
because
y'all from Brooklyn.
Come on, man. Yo, stop playing. Yo, listen. It's all good, man. It's all good. You know what I mean? I'm just saying it's all good.
Beautiful outside and on the inside. Females are beautiful. You have some beautiful creatures. You know what I'm saying? That's probably one of the best creatures that God created. You know what I'm saying? It's just the fact
okay,
that, you know, sometimes you show you can't control your emotions. You know what I'm saying? You got to control them. Be a woman. Yeah, women.
Right.
Control them.
I agree totally.
The only reason why you're ugly, I'm gonna tell you when you're ugly. You ugly when you start arguing and you wanna fight your man and you wanna carry on and you wanna be the leader. You can't do it. You can't, you know what I'm saying? It's only one leader and that's the man. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was a partnership though. I thought it was a partnership. I don't think it's a leader.
Hold
I think
on, hold on, hold
it's a partnership.
Hold on. It's a partnership, but you see when we give y'all to go, you know what I'm saying? Y'all wanna go all the freaking way. When we get out a little bit, y'all wanna
take it to the extreme.
It's only one. The dictator, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, baby. I mean, yo, real talk. I mean, yo, I was raised by a woman and a man, so I know what it is, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, my mom, no matter what my pops or my mom through, she was always a leader, too. She was a leader, you know what I'm saying? But
that's
at
right.
At the same time, you got to know how to, you got to know you can't step on our toes. You can't step on our toes. When you step on our toes, you know what I'm saying? We're going to warn you. If you do it again, we're going to get at you. You know what I'm saying? But it can only be one leader. You know what I'm saying? If something happens in the house and you got your man right there, who are you going to go to? Who are you going to run to? Who are you going to call?
Hello? Who am I going to call?
I'm talking to you. What happens in that house?
Hey,
I'm on the radio. I'm representing.
Hey,
I'm representing, baby.
Hey, yo, I feel you. I feel you. I back you 125%. And, man, G.A., for real, I feel you, man. Keep talking.
I feel him, too. I totally agree. Like, I totally agree. I do. I tell my girlfriends that.
You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of fathers ain't there for their kids, but you know, sometimes that's not our situation, that's not our problem. The whole problem is the female is mad at the guy for being with another female, but they don't know how to say they're not mad at the father, they're mad at the girl for being with their baby father or whatever. But whatever the case, man, all I'm saying is that, yo, the man is always the leader. Regardless of the fact that whatever the situation is, we always lead it. You know what I'm saying? We always lead it. But sometimes you got some of us out here that act as leaders. You got some of us out here that don't act as leaders. So we need more. We need more stand up fathers to handle situations like this. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
To stand up and take care of themselves, take care of their kids, and be there for their kids. And, you know, that's the future.
I agree with you, honey. I'm with you.
I ain't a submissive chick.
Huh? Yeah. I said I'm not submissive. Fuck that. I'm going to fight your ass every chance I get. If you say it's purple. No, see, that's the difference, though. Outside in the street, I'm dominant. But in the house, my man, I am submissive, and you have to be. Or you won't have peace in your house.
Exactly. They gotta have some kind of boundary to get some kind of bond together. You know what I'm saying? Like outside the street,
your house won't be peaceful. It can't be.
You can compromise, and you don't always have to be submissive. Because I think that all successful relationships are based upon communication. And
right. Exactly.
So you can't always expect the woman to be submissive.
But it is a big compromise. Like, I agree with what he's saying, but at the end of the day, I don't be arguing and fighting with mommy, and I ain't with none of that.
Me neither. I don't like that. I mean, that's upsetting, you know what I'm saying? And then the kids get upset, and they see you guys arguing and fighting, and they see one thing to another, and you don't want to do that in front of the kids. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's not healthy. That's not healthy at all. You know what I'm saying? That's bad.
Exactly. And I got two kids, so I ain't doing it.
I mean, yo, if you see yourself arguing or getting ready, knock the shit out of your man, you know what you do? Just take a walk, take a deep breath, and take a walk. And, yo,
word. Or go listen to some music.
Word. You know what I'm saying? You have the guy say, hey, so you might knock him the wrong way. He might fall out, pass out, or you hit him, he might turn around. He don't get mad. You know, and he don't want to fight you for real. But I mean, you gotta understand that, yo, guys get emotional too, but at the same time. Guys get jealous of other guys, though. I ain't going to front. A lot of guys get jealous of other guys, like what they have and what they're doing and so forth. But females are very, very emotional creatures. Very.
Yes.
Pretty-ass creatures. Please.
Well, I mean, it's from the beginning of time. Who ate the apple? Eve did. And Eve,
yeah.
See, but this is what y'all not understanding is that the woman got all the control because Eve made Adam eat the fucking apple. That nigga ate it and he knew he wasn't supposed to eat it.
Listen.
Eve made that nigga eat that shit. That nigga ate it. He wasn't dominant right there.
That nigga was a bitch ass nigga.
He knew he wasn't supposed to eat that shit.
Right.
He wasn't gonna give him the apple. So. It's like we kind of different. We kind of like not normal. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, like we like doing like we like doing odd shit. We like doing shit that don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he went and bit the apple. And then I believe, okay, he's like, hey, fuck it, hey, you gonna do this? Then I'm gonna do this for you. You know what I'm saying? Stay sober. And he did, but it was dumb. It was dumb. You know, but. I don't know, man. Yo, I mean, you can't say that about Adam. He was stupid, and the female had all the rights to go ahead and bite the apple, and you know what I'm saying. And man, he told her to bite the apple. Like, nah, I didn't do that. Nah, she took it upon herself, and she did what she did.
Well, I have a question for you, Daniel.
What's that question? What's that question? I'm here live and direct.
Okay. Do you fuck before a fight? Like, how many weeks out of your fight do you stop fucking? Because if you fuck, pussy takes your energy away, right?
Yeah, it should take your legs away, yeah. It takes your legs away, your stamina. How long before a fight do I fuck? I say like a month and a half, about 6 weeks. I say about 6 weeks.
What? Oh, sorry, God. I didn't hear that. What happened in 6 weeks? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I asked him before a boxing match, how far out he stopped fucking, and he's like 6 weeks. Because
6 weeks.
I'm just proving a point. Pussy powerful as hell, so he proved my point.
From this point on right now, I ain't have no pussy since fucking December.
Oh my God, that's the ultimate fan.
Why are you not fucking?
Nah, listen to me. We broke up or whatever. I went my way, she went her way, but still, like, you know, we cool. But like, you lose feeling about the girl or whatever, you know, and you just move on. But at the same time, I ain't had no pussy since December.
Oh my God!
I had like two or three fights around that time, but at the same time, I mean, I'm stronger than a motherfucker. I'm probably stronger than Hercules. I don't know.
So you like that nigga that right now you're like a nigga that just came home from doing a bit.
Something like that. That's the best one.
Okay, now hold on, cause like my rotation getting fucked up here. So, before, cause I already know we're gonna go into the after show. I gotta do my prank call. So, we got another song by McCleazy to play. Artist from Miami. He is originally from New Jersey. His pussy eating and ass eating skills was so marvelous that he moved down south to teach them how to do it. Not teach them how to dougie, but teach them how to eat.
That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
We have Mr. G.A. on the phone, Mr. Senior Citizen Fucker. Then we have Daniel Judah on the phone. That's a boxer that ain't had no pussy since December, so he don't even got no rough palms right now. He got some homemade lotion going on. So
what the hell?
Oh, man. She wild with it. Yo, Jack is stupid, man. That's stupid.
We have Miss Melissa Irish with a man. Oh, my God, y'all. I swear. This chick got one of the biggest asses I've seen, yo. I could put a fucking martini glass on there, and that shit.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Daniel,
she in New York, and when you get ready to let loose all that, you know how you be punching a bag and shit like that? Yo.
Yeah.
Punch your ass,
y'all,
with your dick, right, and
release.
Oh,
man.
Oh, man.
That's a straight punch
back.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my God. That's a good look, though. That's a good look. That's a good look, though.
Take that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I want you to hit them from the back and be like, take that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's
cool. I'm going to need that to go down. I'm going to bring on this 869, let you say something, but we got to get ready for my prank call, because after Tuesday, I can't be letting shit go. Like, I'm telling you, and this rapper is so, I know it's going to be good. You know how you can just feel something, and you can look at a rapper? He the type of rapper that, this is a true story. He was in a strip club, tongue kissing the strippers.
Ew.
Nasty nigga.
Oh my God.
He just lonely.
I threw up in my mouth for that one.
He was lonely.
Oh my God.
My stomach hurts now.
I need that girl's number. I need to meet that girl.
What girl?
Oh, Daniel. Yeah, on the Chocolate City Radio, for hookups, we charge 10%.
You already know. That's cool. No problem with me.
What girl is he trying to meet?
You.
The one
he's
she talking about.
What you talking about?
Oh! Oh, shit!
You got a stomach?
Do I have a stomach? I got a little stomach, but I got so much booty that you can't see the stomach.
That's what I'm talking about. I want to see the stomach. That's what sucks.
Well, if you had to come to back, you ain't going to see nothing but ass.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because, you know, I'm straight, but I'm still ogling her ass. I'm just eyeballing it. And I ain't even
down
with females like that.
But Daniel got enough dick to wrong stroke. Because when you fuck a bitch with a big ass, you got to have at least 10 or better so that shit can slide in and out and it don't fall out. So, Daniel, if you got that 10 inches,
I'm gonna have to take this one out.
That's for her to find out.
Listen, I ain't scared.
Daniel. Listen. Okay. I'm a big deal, and I'm a lot of hard work.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm just telling you. This is not boxing.
Daniel is funny. Okay, I'm going to bring on the other call, and then we're going to get ready for our chocolate fantasy. Oh, somebody, like, send me a tweet.
I can't wait for the...
You have my number, too.
I got you, Daniel. I got you. Okay, Daniel, 347-869, you're on the air.
Hi, everyone. This is the Chocolate Latina, Valentina. I'm calling the show.
Hi, Valentina.
How are you? You guys are talking about ass. Damn. You guys are crazy.
Valentina. Valentina is my friend, you guys.
Hi. I just want to thank you guys for definitely having the one lovely Melissa Iris Brown represent for all chocolate girls, because I'm a chocolate myself, and we definitely taken over, and I definitely want to thank Melissa for that. She is the best, so humble, and yeah, she got a big ass.
Thank you.
Damn, going up against a Judah.
You are crazy. I mean, you know what? One thing about Melissa, yes, she definitely has a whole lot of ass, but she's very classy, and she's one of the realest people I know out here. And it's not that many models that we can say that are real like that, and I love her for that. Like, she's real. She's the real deal. She'll let you know how it is. She won't sugarcoat shit. She'll say it definitely in your face. And, you know, and she's chocolate, and I love that. You know, chocolate. We are the
most
exotic.
Your friend just set you up. She just set you up. Melissa, my question to you is, how well do you suck a dick? Because if you're representing chocolate, everybody knows I'm a chocolate female.
Let me just say this. I don't suck just any dick, okay? It has to be beautiful. And if it is beautiful, I'm on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm like 12.
So what do you think is beautiful?
I think I have some competition, because my shit is a felony. So all the men that's on the phone, she said the dicks have to be beautiful. All y'all motherfuckers is suspect. So we need to see some dick pics before any of y'all is
like,
it's so funny. Oh my God!
Y'all get to be the participants in the competition of the dick sucking game to prove who has the best head skills.
I'm worried about it.
You guys are crazy.
You know what? We know
yes, Daniel.
He's a professional pussy eater,
yeah.
and he does the acting.
Yeah,
Daniel, do you eat pussy?
He's a professional.
Do I eat pussy?
Yeah.
You better. What do you think? Of course, I kiss some pussy up. I eat that shit for lunch, for breakfast, for dinner. I don't give a fuck. I eat that shit. Long as that shit don't ain't got no smell, I shit got no odor, I'm good. We know the meat and pussy good. I'll tear that pussy up. I'll eat that shit up.
Yo, I'm dying.
Yeah, listen, I'll be giving your pussy a nice massage with these lips. What? Listen.
Yes, Slim Turk, we would love to see it. Oh, yeah. Okay, now, all right, now. Cool.
Oh, wait, before we go any further, yeah.
Now that you got your homegirl on the phone, that's
oh,
even
please
better.
Please don't blow my spot. Oh, my God. What are you asking me?
You're getting ready to make somebody happy. We have a segment called Chocolate Fantasies, right?
Okay.
And what it is we do sexual prank calls to unsuspecting men.
Oh, can I do my alter ego voice? I have an alter ego voice.
You,
Ms. Penelope.
Oh, you can do whatever, because he's not really going to know who you are.
Okay.
So we're going to call a rapper, and y'all are going to be pouring stories. And y'all, matter of fact, y'all heard his I Am Tobias Tate mixtape, and y'all were really impressed with his lyrics that y'all want him to do a special theme song for y'all porno movie that's coming out, and y'all want him to come to Miami to be on the
okay.
y'all for the weekend, and you know it's an all expense paid trip, and like he doesn't have to participate unless he wants to, but
right
giving him like on the job training, watching y'all fuck so he can make the perfect theme song. It's like watching y'all fucking suck is his motivation.
What is his name? What's his rapper name?
His name is Tobias Tate. But you know, you just call him Tobias.
Damn, you got this one. I'm just gonna follow your lead on this.
Okay.
Because I know how you get.
Okay, so I'm gonna play everybody on mute, including myself. And if you feel like you have to laugh, just suck it up.
Of course. So we're porn stars.
I know it's hard.
And
it's hard.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just like, oh my God, because you realize how thirsty men are. So all the men that's on the phone right now, I know they're like, shit. Thank God we on the phone because they safe. Like, if you ain't on the phone, if you ain't on the radio show, and you a man, you ain't never safe because I'll get you. So I'm great. Go ahead and pull up his number, and I'm gonna put everybody on mute except for you guys. So hold on.
Okay, Melissa, you got this. I'm just going to follow your lead.
Okay.
We're going to be funny and nasty with it.
Okay,
hold on 1 second. His number. Okay. All right, and his name is Tobias. And if he asks where y'all got the number, tell him his manager. Tell him you got it off of some website or something. Y'all ask somebody in Atlanta
for it. We could just say that we're like a true fan, and we found it like on his Twitter or something. Like he posted it up, or we can say that we got it from his website. Which one do you want to do, Melissa?
Does
he
have a website?
Text me. He does have a Tobias Tate. It's Tobias Tate music.com.
Okay, bet. All right,
so
I'm with it.
So you can see that.
Right.
Okay, here we go. And I'm going to put myself on mute. Hold on. Here we go. It's dialing.
Yo, Tobias, hey.
Hello, Tobias.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Mystic. I'm a porn star, and I heard your music on your website and stuff, and I got your number from your website. Me and my homegirl, we wanted to know if you could possibly be the soundtrack for our next DVD.
Hold on. You got my number off a website.
Yes, off your website.
My website. My number ain't on there.
For some reason, we got your number from the website. I mean, maybe you want to double check, but honestly, we're your number one fans, and we are, like I said, we are a true fan of your music, and we're porn stars, and we think that it'll be great to have your music for our porn scene.
I got some records I can send you, even though I think it's a joke, but, you know, I don't mind forwarding you some of my music. I appreciate
okay,
you. Listen.
I mean, if you want, we can also send you, like, a little sample of what we do. I mean, so that way you can see what we do, you know, shaking our ass to your music. I think that'll be an honor. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay. That's cool. Okay. Man, I think this is a joke.
This is all business, honey.
Business, honey. Okay, that's cool. All right, I'm on. You send it to my manager. You can send it to my manager and let him check it out. And you know, that's cool.
If you want, we can do something live. As far as like, you can come on set with us and just, you know, rap to us while we're doing our work. Right, Melissa? I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm straight. I mean, you know, I'm cool. I'm secure of my, you know, my package and shit, but, you know, I really like, you know, I like to be one-on-one. It's, you know what I mean?
No, we don't want you to participate, huh? We just want you to be there and get a feel of what we do. And so that way we can, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you my manager number. Y'all just call him and y'all can use my music, though. Y'all got my consent, so y'all good. Appreciate you listening to my music.
Whoa, but he don't know you so beautiful. I love everything down to your cuticle. say it to his face, fuck how he feel. Yeah, I pimp a little, yeah, I played them all. But for one night with you, I would trade it all. You should leave him, girl, if you're fed up. Cause you're beautiful to me, just keep your head up.
You're beautiful. 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 You're beautiful.
Hello.
Hello.
What?
Hello.
Who is this?
Cleezy.
Where the hell is everybody else at?
I don't know. Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
This is May.
What's up? What you doing?
Nothing. It's been me that you've been talking to with Chuck. You didn't know that?
Yeah, I know that. This is G.A.
Hey, G.A.
Hey, baby.
What the hell happened? Why was everybody quiet?
Oh, no. Where's Chuck? We lost Chuck.
Chocolate Mommy, where the hell are you at? Chuck is in the midst of getting that nut that she been wanting she ain't had all week. That's what it is. She got sidetracked. That nigga pulling her hair, got her back arched the way she's looking at McQueen's back. You know, that's her head right now.
That sounds about right.
There ain't nothing wrong with it.
Huh?
I like the hair. I wonder what happened to Chocolate Mommy and the other ladies.
I think the prank didn't go over so well.
No, it didn't. He was a buster, man.
It's not that. You don't tell somebody you got their number at the website. Ain't nobody put their number on a website.
Well, you know what? Like, I was hoping he would give the manager's number and then they could kind of call the manager before he got the opportunity to call. But that didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
Apparently.
Oh my God, I've been talking and I'm on fucking mute. Oh my God, I feel like such
wow.
a retard.
Is that what the hell happened?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because I was like, oh wow. Oh, holy shit. Yeah, they like your music in the chat room. And that call didn't go right because it's just something that was missing. It takes a lot to do a chocolate fantasy prank call. It's like after you do them for so long, you know what type of character that you have. Because had I not had interaction with him and everything like that, I would have just broke it down to him a different way. You know, I heard that I am Tobias mixtape off of Vlad mixtapes and that piff, and you have this sound that I'm looking for, and I would like to fly you live on the set of an adult movie. No, we don't want
to
participate. I think the manager knows my voice, too, because the motherfuckers put me on speaker.
Well, we need to know whoever that hoe is that called me, and you can just be a lesbian lover trying to call her.
Oh, see, I can't kick no game to no damn female, because at the end of the day, I need some dick. Like,
well, just
act
like a female is a girl, is a dude.
Mr. G.A. needs to do something to earn his keep around here. He ain't
saying
that.
Nobody's going to be fantasizing about Mr. G.A.'s ass calling them.
But he got that sexy grandfather voice, and she might like old bastards. I don't know.
All he's going to do is say, take that, and expect her to get excited. It's just not going to work.
Well, you know what?
McCleese,
if he's in front of a contract, oh, yes.
McCleese.
Yeah.
Can you do a prank call?
Can I do what?
The female prank call.
A female prank call? Yeah, let's go. What am I doing?
Well, this is a chick that called me at like 1 o'clock in the morning and was just saying all kinds of curse words. And then when I called her back, she was like, she didn't call. So I don't know where you would get her number from other than like you saw her at Chubby's or Baja's in Tallahassee at like one of the clubs, and you she gave you her phone number. Her name is Roslyn. Other than that, I don't know anything about her.
But hell, he's a crazy. Everybody knows who he is in Florida.
No, he can't get his real name.
No, but I'm just saying he's an artist, so he know how to. He's from up top. He got mad swag.
I am. Okay. You don't know what the chick look like, and what are we supposed to, what's the prank, like, what it is? I just, like, I got a number, and that's it.
Yeah, just have her meeting you somewhere or something. I don't really give a shit. I just want to get, I'm all about vindication right now.
The first thing she's going to say is, what do I look like? Or where did you say I met you at again?
You say, oh, you know, you one of them big booty bitches that dude was talking about that flops around Gucci Man.
Because that's going to be like one of the first things. Because that's why I ask people. Because somebody calling from a private number, I'm like, who is this? And I gave you, it's like, oh, you gave me your number when you were out. Where was I at? He's like, you were at a club or a bar. Wrong. I don't go out. And he's like, well,
yeah.
He couldn't even pronounce my name right. Then
I'm
like,
why
you calling me from a black number?
That don't work for a black chick. Black chicks ain't going to stay on the phone long enough for you to give all that information. Especially if they shown and they got a man, they trying to get off the phone as quick as possible. I don't know what you're talking about. I'll be with my boy. Anyway, I'm with my boyfriend. Bye. They'll hit you with that real quick.
Oh, I don't know who the hell that was. Some nigga calling my damn phone. You don't know him? No. No.
Hell, by now she may have changed her number because, you know, she done got a whole lot of calls from Facebook.
Oh, yeah, because we did tweet that bitch number out. We sure as hell did. We tweeted her number out like crazy yesterday. I was like, she freaky and she like, the fuck. Call her.
And she likes to take it in the ass.
Damn, I ain't pissing you off. I ain't pissing you off. You serious about that?
I'm like, don't wake me up early in the morning.
When keeping it real goes wrong, you will break your windows.
Be like Jasmine Sullivan.
For real, bust the windows out your motherfucking car, dude. I bust the windows out your car.
Yeah. That's my back. I gotta play this song. Yay. Oh shit, hold on. Okay, I played this song. I ain't heard it in a while. McCleese only sent me 2 songs. I'm kind of upset about that. So I'm like in a horny mood. So I play this song. It's called My Favorite Stripper. This is by Dice Payne out of New York. I don't know what the hell he's doing. You know, it's like one of those rappers I met on the Chinese bus and. I like some of his music, and he sent me this song. So I'll be playing it from time to time. And this song is so fucking bananas that my granddaughter, when she used to hear it, she used to grab my lamp, and I like she was dancing on the pole, and that little heifer ain't nothing but 2. I know I'm going to have problems, right? So here is My Favorite Stripper.
Yay, I fell my bottle. You look something like a model. Shawty, you help with so much. I come and see you every night just to give you my stack of love. So, baby, what's up? I love your touch. You bring it down low, you blow me a kiss, and you bring it back up. You know what? Okay.
and she's so with it, yeah. She pulling on her hair, I tell her to get it, get it. She don't never stay still, she from every city. Got a booty so nice, females wanna eat it. Damn, she's so sweet. She was feeling like a stallion. Fun things and diamonds. As soon as she hit the floor, oh, 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 oh,
tonight, hit me up. I'm horny than a motherfucker. I need some dick, like, right now. Like, right now. That's so rude, ain't it?
That's not just rude. That's bad as hell.
Man, I'm just giving people a chance. I want something
okay,
strange. Boy. I want something new. I want some adventurous dick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking
yeah,
of, okay. Wednesday night from 7 to 9, we will be on Tiny Chat. My channel or my little chat room is Chalk Mommy Zero. We had a good time last Wednesday. If you want your music played, please submit it to Chocolate City, CHOCLATE, City, 2010@gmail.com. I will play everybody's music. We will have questions and answers, and I have a treat for y'all. I'm going to strip. I'm going to do it in lingerie, have normal clothes on. No, I will not be butt-ass naked, but I will be in somewhat revealing attire. So that's Wednesday from 7 to 9. Make sure that, you know, you guys come on. And, Cleavy, if you're not doing anything, it would be nice for you to come on and show off your back.
Naked Tiny Chat.
On Tiny Chat?
Yeah. I'm going to be tweeting it all for the rest of the week.
Don't you need a large chat?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say on that one. I ain't fucking with y'all tonight. I'm on a mission. I need to find me something to eat. Then I need to find me some
Mandingo.
Somebody's.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm trying to get to these 14.
If you find the right guy, he can feed you.
Nah. Mm-mm, nah. You don't feed nobody. I ain't in the mood for no damn drop top chicken boxes tonight.
I was talking about Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh my gosh. Not everybody can cook that shit. At all.
I hear you.
Everybody follow me, Queasy. I did you a tweet for everybody to follow you, and that you was freaky as hell. Yeah. This has been quite interesting. Females may never look at you in the same light anymore.
They already look bad at me anyway.
So when you start seeing females and they see you and they tooted and booted, you already know what it is. They want to get some of them skills.
What?
That's what it is.
Somehow pussy lines up at every show now.
He gonna sell out now. You know they gonna be like, fuck the back, we wanna see the tongue, nigga. Like, what? Oh my god.
But it's on point.
We can make a pay.
I'll take your word for it. I will take your word for it. Until I see a tape and a female saying that, then I don't know. And we lost him, and he's not going to be able to call back in because the switchboard is closed. So tomorrow we'll be here from 2 to 4. I think LaChucky was supposed to come on, but that's not something that I did, so I'm not confirming that. I'm just going to chill, rock it out. My lineup is going to be crazy for the month thus far. On Tuesday, we got Jason from New York coming on. Next Friday, we got Shorty Mac, Ray J's best friend, and he's on Family Business. Then on the 13th, we got Daniel Judah. It's going to be easy for me to knock his ass out. On the 16th, we have Big Gov from Detroit coming on. That's as much as I
Neva?
Have so far.
Neva?
So, So it's going to be quite interesting. So I'm about to sign off. We'll grab me something to eat and have an explicit night tonight. Princess Nay, I will talk to you tomorrow. And Mr. GA, I will talk to you tomorrow, and then I'm going to crack you in your fucking head when I see you. All my fans, I love you. And tomorrow we'll have some good-ass prank calls. I will take charge. Slim Turk is going through his list of rappers, so this is going to be interesting. So, yeah, so I'm going to be a rapper. I'm going to be a sex rapper tomorrow. So, 2 to 4 tomorrow, and the chat room will be open as well.
Bye,
so, this is Chalk Mommy. I love you guys, and y'all have a good night.